I'm Omar Fatou. Time for a summer edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
Well, Bill, the NHL draft starts today at First Niagara Center. The Buffalo Sabres have the 8th pick in the first round and 11 picks total. Who are some of the players the organization might be looking at that spot?
Well, my first thought is that they're interested in a defenseman, and there are a few good defensemen that are expected to go in the top 10. No one quite knows the order, so I'm not quite sure who's going to be available at 8, but they should get a very good one. There's Mikhail Sergachev, a Russian who plays for Windsor in the Ontario Hockey League, and he totally blew people out of the water this year. He plays a hard game. He's a heck of a shot. He's very mature. There's Jacob Chychrun, who's not quite as glitzy, maybe, as offensive as some of the other defensemen in the draft, but I think he's a very safe pick. His stock fell this year. He was a guy people talked about as going number one a year ago, and he didn't quite have the year that people expected. Then there's Olli Juolevi, another OHL defenseman from London. Some people think he's the smartest defenseman in the draft. He's another offensive guy. Of those three guys, I think the Sabres, if they want a defenseman, I think they'll be very good picks. And if they want a forward, there'll be good forwards available. There's Pierre-Luc Dubois, who had a ton of points for Cape Breton in the Quebec League. There's Alexander Nylander, whose father Michael played in the NHL. Some people think he might be maybe the most talented or exciting player in the draft. There's Logan Brown, a 6'6" center, who also played for Windsor. Some people even compare him to Joe Thornton, so that's a grand comparison, but it shows you some of the talents these kids have.
Well, we know General Manager Tim Murray likes to wheel and deal. It was this time last year he made trades that brought forward Ryan O'Reilly and goalie Robin Leonard to Buffalo. Would you expect to see a similar level of activity over the next couple of days?
I expect him to be quite active. I don't know if he'll make a trade on the level of the O'Reilly trade. That was a big blockbuster, about, whatever, 7 or 8 pieces. I don't know if we'll see something that big. But in the coming days or in the next week or two, I suspect we'll see a notable trade. He's made no secret the Sabres need a left-handed defenseman that can move the puck and quarterback the power play. And if they want that guy, it's probably going to be a guy in early mid-20s. There's going to be a steep price, so they're going to have to give up some of those 11 picks. They're going to have to give up a notable prospect or someone from the roster that's pretty established. I'm almost certain there'll be at least a trade or two.
Murray did make one trade earlier this week, acquiring the rights to Harvard forward Jimmy Vesey from Nashville for a 3rd-round pick. Vesey won the Hobey Baker Award as the nation's best college player this year, but there's no guarantee he will sign with Buffalo. Tell us about Vesey and his situation.
Well, it's an interesting situation because not a lot of college guys exercise that option, which is basically you play 4 years and wait it out, and you can be a free agent. But most guys, they want to start their careers and get paid. But he had a spot waiting for him on Nashville in late March. They expected him to have a top role for them in the playoffs, but he spurned the Predators. He's from the Boston area. You heard things about him and Jack Eichel. They're from the same area. They're playing in a summer league together. You heard things about him wanting to play with Eichel. And maybe he does. We don't know yet. The Sabres can't sign him until July 1st. They have until August 15th. Tim Murray called it a risk, but it's clearly a risk he's willing to take. They had a bunch of third-round picks. You might as well trade one of them. And Jimmy Vesey's a very talented winger. Even a guy like that playing with Jack Eichel could lure him to the Sabres. It's an attractive option to have potentially the opportunity to skate beside a player with Eichel's talents for the next 3, 5, 10 years. So if I was in Tim Murray's shoes, I would have done the same thing. It's a good risk to take.
Finally, let's touch on the rumors surrounding free agent forward Steven Stamkos. He's one of the most prolific scorers in the league. He will command a huge salary. There was a report this week the Sabres may be going all in on signing Stamkos. What are the chances he ends up in Buffalo?
I would still put those chances at pretty slim. Tim Murray, of course, denied they had discussed any offer, but I'm sure it's been discussed plenty. I'm not sure that signing Steven Stamkos is the prudent move for the Sabres. If he hits the market, he'll be the greatest free agent probably ever, in my opinion. He's a former 60-goal scorer, and to score 50, 60 goals consistently in this era is incredible. But he's going to command a massive long-term contract. He's still very young, but at the end of that contract, he's going to be nearing his mid-30s. And he's a guy, he's coming off a blood clot, which is one of the most severe injuries you can really have. And the Sabres, they have a lot of guys to pay. Their cap situation is okay now, but they have to pay Rasmus Ristolainen this summer, Zemgus Girgensson, Jake McCabe, Marcus Foligno, Sam Reinhart, and Jack Eichel will be up in a year or two. So they have a lot of decisions to make with these young guys, and I don't think they're going to be able to keep them all at some point. I don't know if adding Steven Stamkos to the mix at a top-dollar contract is really the right move for them.
Well, Bill, it'll be a busy couple of days for you. Remind our listeners where they can read your work.
It's in the Olean Times-Herald, the Niagara Gazette, Lockport Union Sun and Journal, and you can read it online at buffalohockeybeat.com.
Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joining us for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.